Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And you know, Sandy, I, where is it at? I wanted to begin with, we already began with something else, but.
we started this show already.
Yeah. But I want to talk about this, Sandy. 19 states have joined a new right-wing effort to remake the Constitution with their fringe ideas. Now, I don't know, Sandy. I've been listening to Republicans and conservatives over the last month or so, several months, saying that Democrats hate them. And I'm like, hate you? And Republicans, why are they thinking that somebody...
Well, I think lots of people...
They want some sympathy.
What? Yeah, they want to achieve victim status.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
What do they get out of that?
I think there's too much hate in the political process, but it's definitely a two-way street. And you know, the extent to which conservatives have vilified liberals and have essentially tried to label them as people who aren't patriotic, people who are trying to ruin America, that's the problem. There's too much hate. But I think people like... attract people to their midst and by becoming sympathetic victims. It's a bit the way it has played out across the world. So, you know, to some extent it might be accurate, but Putin has tried to convey to the Russian people the fact that they are the victims of Western prejudice.
But how are the Republicans victims? I mean, who are they, Sandy, looking to get to feel their pain? I mean,
well, I don't know. I think it all goes back to the Hillary Clinton ridiculous deplorables and the fact that I think that they their view has been one of the things that attracts, I think, people to sort of a strident conservatism is the notion that there are an elite. There's an elite group in America, and they are
conservatives.
And those elites think that that conservatives are second class citizens. That the elite are elite, and that the people who aren't elite are second class. And so being second class is something that you can get angry about. I'm not sure they're trying to attract sympathy. I think they're trying to stir up the anger of their fellow travelers.
Are there no elite conservatives? What is that definition of elite?
Elite, usually in political movements, people are painted as elite who are unlikable. You know, they're the unlikable aristocrats who have elite status without having the qualifications to be elite.
That's not Democrat.
Are trying to take advantage of their situation to the detriment of the masses.
But Sandy, that's not Democrat or Republican.
I know, but it's rhetoric. It's political rhetoric, and you can definitely hear Donald Trump talks about elite. How crazy is that? Of all the people who might be actually financially elite, Donald Trump would certainly assert that he is one of them, whether he is in fact or not. The huge the mega billionaire that he claims he is, he wants to be one.
Oh, but Sandy, poor me, poor us. You know, everybody's against us. Man, come on. But anyway, 19 states have joined a new right.
Look, I think that there's a very common thread to the arguments, to the speech that the coach gives in the locker room. Those guys out there think that we're nothing. Those guys out there don't realize how good we are. Those guys are talking trash about us. Let's go out there and kick their butts. Yeah. Okay, it's just a common thread for getting people whipped up,
fired up on their side of the issue.
Yeah.
Well, as if they don't need anything else. But these 19 states, Sandy. They want to remake the Constitution. And
well, it's interesting because one of the things that the conservatives talk about is protecting our great Constitution, and now they want to rewrite it.
You know, Sandy, you're getting ahead of the game. But that's exactly it. It's what drew me to this. It's nonstop. The great Constitution, the founding fathers, we don't want anybody to mess with it but us. The next step for the right wing is a plot to change the U.S. Constitution to make it significantly more conservative by creating a constitutional convention among red states. So, Sandy, let's talk a little bit about the possibilities in 2022-2024 of a constitutional convention.
This is the kind of stuff, well, last week when I was talking about the possible fragmentation of the country, I mean, if you get a polarized political process, and if one of those poles grabs a hold of something like the Constitution, for instance, and makes it essentially unbearable, right, creates a Constitution that a substantial number of people think they can't live within, you start developing a sound rationale for breaking up. So, you know, I think that's the problem. That's the problem with the Supreme Court that's going to erode many of the principles of government, like the importance of precedent, the importance of consistency. Things that rock the society materially can rock society enough to break it up. And particularly when you have such a geographic coalescence of political views, urbanized states are blue, non-urbanized states are red. You begin to see a geographic divide, and you can paint the country blue and red quite clearly. You take the coasts, they're blue. The east and west coasts are blue. The couple of spots in the center are blue. Everything else is red.
So you're saying this could not be so far-fetched. The idea, I mean...
Well, you've got 36, 35, 32. It's well over 30 state houses that are controlled by Republicans. State houses are where you get the constitutional convention process started.
All right. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.